games to our listeners. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Where we have a non-conference game between the Wisconsin Rapids and the Menasha softball teams. My name is Mike Comer. I'll be bringing the action today as the teams are now on the field after the introductions and are going to be doing the national anthem. So we've got a quick step out here just for a couple moments, and we will be back here on 105.5 WIRI.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI WisCountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. A sunny and warm day again for tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. In the late afternoon and evening, a couple of storms could pop up. Another nice day for Sunday, mostly sunny and a high around 80. Right now it's 76.
WIRI Nakusa.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say.
Take off tonight like a hot rod as they take on Menasha in the regular season finale here at the Rapids Area Sports Complex. Beautiful afternoon here, sun splashed field, some clouds creeping in, but very warm afternoon. Got a little warmer than we expected as both these teams are looking to finish on a high note for the regular season and move into the postseason, which begins for everybody that wasn't already playing next week. Starting lineup for the Menasha Blue Jays leadoff, Carly Helf, shortstop, followed by Eve Rausch, who's playing second base. Kelsey Moore, catcher. Taylor Peppendorf playing in left field. Addie Lund at third. Hannah Neubert at first. Devani Felix playing center. As Gabrielle Farr will be playing right field. As Isabel Tim is the designated player. She is hitting for pitcher Sam Shuey. For Wisconsin Rapids, towing the rubber tonight is Sophia Nelson, as she is already attacking Carly Helf, already up in the count. Two strikes, no balls. Pitch on the way, and there's a swing and a miss. Drop third strike. Catcher Petra throws down to first for Annabelle Ross, and that is the old K-2-3 for the first out if you were scoring at home. So at down goes Carly Helf, a strikeout. Eve Rausch now coming up to bat. Rapids defensively, center, starting the outfield, center is Kristen Radke, left is Gabby Nylitz, and right is Rachel Linsmeyer. First pitch on the way to Eve Rausch is a ball. Then in the infield, starting at third, Jazz Red Cloud, shortstop, Sydney Holberg. Second is Nolita Carroll. First is Anvil Ross. The catcher is Layla Patra. And pitching, as I mentioned, is Sophia Nelson. Second pitch on the way, and that is another ball, so the count goes 2-0. Showing bunt is Roush, and she swings away, pulls back, and lines it into left field. But Gabby Nylitz is there waiting for your second out of the inning. You can call that a loud out, if you will, in some circles. Menasha comes into the game with a 15-9 record, as they were tied for second in the Bay Conference with a 9-3 record. Wisconsin Rapids, 14-7 overall, and they finished third in the Wisconsin Valley Conference with an 8-4 record. His first pitch to Kelsey Moore is a called strike. A little bit of a breeze flowing into the complex. Second pitch bounces on in there, so count evens at 1-1. I want to thank you for joining us here on 105.5 WIRI on your Friday night, wherever you are, driving home, sitting out in the garage, listening to some softball as the grounder is hit to Sydney Holberg, and she can't quite come up with it as she turns an error into that play that allows Kelsey Moore to reach first safely. Next up, Taylor Papendorf. As there will be a courtesy runner coming in for Moore, that will be number 4. And that is Bella Sonnenberg. So coming up next is Taylor Papendorf. Runner on, 2 out, an error in the inning on Rapids. Pitch on the way, runner goes, ball is hit into right field, opposite field, and that's still no problem there for Rachel Linsmeyer. She makes a catch, F7, if you're scoring at home, in the inning. No runs, no hits, one Rapids error, and one left. Through half an inning, Wisconsin Rapids coming to bat. Keep listening here, 105.5 WIRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bottom first inning coming our way here from the Rapids Area Sports Complex, as Menasha was unable to get on the board in the top of the first inning, so Rapids looking to make a little bit of business, a little bit of noise here, so to speak, as we get rolling here in this non-conference regular season finale between Menasha and the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. Leading things off is left fielder Gabby Nylitz, followed by shortstop Sydney Holberg. Center fielder Kristen Radke bats third. Annabelle Ross playing first. She bats fourth. Cleanup. Layla Patra, catcher, bats fifth. Kiana McIntyre is the designated player as she is batting for Sophia Nelson. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be fouled back by Nylitz. Then Jazz Red Cloud, third baseman, hits seventh. Then Nolita Carroll, who plays second, eighth, and Rachel Linsmeyer bats ninth as she plays in right field. So a little slower delivery here by the Menasha pitcher. And there's a big pop-up to third base, and that is a catch above her head for the Blue Jays, and that is your first out of the inning via the old F5. Now that out was delivered by Addie Lund. Next up, Sydney Holberg has first pitch in there for a strike by Sam Shuey. Catching again is Kelsey Moore. Really gets her really good set before each delivery, not a real fast delivery. That pitch bounces in there. Count evens up at 1-1 to Holberg. As we look around the infield, pitch on the way, and that is outside. Count goes 2-1 with one out to Holberg. Very beautiful afternoon. Wind has died down for a moment. When there was a breeze, it was very nice. Swing and a miss by Holberg, and the count levels up at 2-2. As we look around this beautiful facility, and there is a ball that just gets crushed to the right center gap. And there goes Holberg as she's got a stand-up double. With one out to lead Rapids off here offensively. Next up, center fielder Kristen Radke. As the Raiders, they've really had some pretty good power through the first five to six batters through the lineup all season long. So it'll be interesting to see how aggressive Rapids is on the base paths and at the plate. Pitch in there, and that's going to be called strike because the swing was held up on, but still in the zone by Radke. So count goes no balls, one strike. Infielders are playing in at the corners for the Blue Jays. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss for Radke. She goes down with count 0-2. Well, that's being aggressive. It sometimes pays off for you. That's the thing. Good hitting beats good pitching. Good pitching beats good hitting, as the old adage goes. And right there is going to be a strike three for the second out. Down goes Radke. So Annabella Ross comes to the plate. Holberg still on second base. Pitch in there, and it hits Ross right in the foot. So she gets to go right on down to the first base bag as up comes Patra.
Now batting number 11, Layla Patro.
Runners on first and second for Rapids as Petra, she stands into the right-handed batter's box. And there's a bouncer hit over to second. Second baseman just steps on the bag for the fielder's choice. And we are through one inning. No runs on one hit. No errors. Two left. So we're through one inning. Still scoreless between Menasha and Wisconsin Rapids. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Five, six, seven batters here in the top of the second inning for Menasha. As leading off is Addie Lunda. She shows bunt, pulls it back. First pitch in there is a ball. Rapids wearing their home jerseys, which would consist of gray tops, red letters and numbers, black pants, black socks. As pitch in there for a strike, count goes 1-1. Menasha, White Sox with dark blue pants and blue tops with gray accents and white letters and numbers. They sit along the first base dugout. Rapids along third. Third pitch in there is for a ball. So 2-1 count on Lund. Pitch hits right out to center, and maybe half a step backwards is Radke. She's right there for the first out of the inning. Out to center, and there's one down for the Red Raiders. Up next, Hannah Neubert, as she is the first baseman for the Blue Jays. First pitch in there for a called strike. Count goes 0-1 in favor of Nelson. Pitch in there again. That one's a ball. Count levels up at 1-1. Looking towards the northeast here at the facility, and woods are really greening up. Pitch, that's grounded foul along third baseline. Maples have really leafed out. The oaks are getting there as well. Of course, your pines are always green, as they are evergreens. It's really getting to be very colorful out there. You look down the way, and there's some popples that are starting to leaf out. A couple trees that are dead. I'm sure those are oaks or ash at this point. And there's a pitch in there, and that is called a ball. That was maybe low and away, but it looked like it clipped the zone. We'll give the home plate umpire the benefit of the doubt on that. 2-2 count, one out, coming to Neubert, as she just crushes one foul along third base side. As we reload and go after it again with 2-2 count, coming to Neubert. You haven't had a chance to come out here to the Rapids Area Sports Complex. I suggest you do it. It's a very, very nice facility, whether it's a high school game or a Legion game. It's a very, very, very pretty facility, and it's one of the best in the state, let alone the area. It's very fortunate that we have this in this community to have some games played at. As ball down low, and that fills the count, 3-2, pitch on the way, and it's ground just past the diving glove of third baseman Jazz Redcloud. So there's a hit coming to Hannah Neubert for the Blue Jays' first hit of the game. Daviani Felix steps in here. She's listed as the center fielder in the game. Runner on first, one out. Daviani stands there, pitch on the way, and that will be low and inside for a 1-0 count. Nelson has split time this year with another pitcher in there, as that second pitch is down low for a ball. She's split time. Nolita Carroll has pitched as well as well as Bailey Williams. Williams not getting the start today. Pitch high. Count goes 3-0. Pitching wise, Nelson She has pitched 65 innings this season, started 11 games. She has an 8-2 record, as there's ball four. And there are two on, one out for the Blue Jays. Gabriel Farr comes up, the eight hitter for the Blue Jays. Hannah Neubert stands on second with Felix on first. One down, two on, as Menasha trying to get something started here. Nelson has 17 walks and 33 strikeouts on the season. Four hit by pitch with an ERA of 4.631. Walks and hits per inning average of 1.66. So she's right about that. As pitch gets in there, that's going to be a pass ball that allows both runners to move up. Pass ball, as that was a pitch right in the glove. But Petrock, she could not hold on to it. Gets away from her, and that allows the base runners to move up. So two in scoring positions right here for Farr. So we'll see what the Blue Jay does, and she hits it way down to deep center. That is deep enough to score Neubert. So we've got a sacrifice fly RBI for Farr. For the second out, so Menasha up with a 1-0 lead with number nine hitter Isabella Tim coming up here and trying to get the second run of the game and the inning here for Menasha. So two outs in the inning. Pitch in there, and that is hit right in the gap, just past the diving glove of Red Cloud. Throw is thrown into the infield to Holberg. And the third base coach was saying, hey, you need to get going there, Ms. Felix. She stopped. If she would have gone, that would have been a very close play at the plate. But she stopped and just got back into third, as that will be a single for Tim. So we got runners on the corners. Two outs for the leadoff hitter, Carly Helf. Helf is 0-1 with a strikeout in the first inning. Nelson spins, fires, and that is skied high, running in as Nylitz takes a couple more steps, and she makes a catch for the third out of the inning. One run, two hits, no errors, and two left. Through one and a half innings here, Menasha taking a 1-0 lead over Wisconsin Rapids. Keep listening here at 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Monday feels right about now as Keanu McIntyre stands in. First pitch in there is a ball. McIntyre has seen increasing time playing as the season has gone on. It just shows the growth that each player has had in the past 2 months. This ball is popped up. Shortstop ranges over. That is Helf, and she makes the catch. Two pitch out. First out of the inning is Jazz Red Cloud comes up to the plate. Red Cloud, the lone senior on the squad, She was actually the hero the other week when they took on Stevens Point. They were taking on Point, and they were down to their last three outs in a 5-1 ball game. And Rapids, they exploded for five runs of their own, and that was capped off by a RBI double by Red Cloud to secure the win. So pitch on the way there by Shuey, and that is foul back into the netting there by Red Cloud. Red Cloud, she's had a little bit of rough game defensively to this point, as she's made great efforts diving. Just ball's just a couple inches out of the reach of her glove. So I know that's something that she's maybe beating herself up a little bit about, but you can only do so much. As she hits an opposite field pitch, and that falls fair, and that will be a one-out single for Red Cloud. Next up, Nolita Carroll comes to the plate. It is Rapids in business, runner on first, one out for Carroll. Gabrielle Farr was able to pick that up and throw it in. Just wasn't able to get there in time. Pitch on the way high and inside, and there will be a ball on that first pitch to Carroll. Again, thanks to everybody listening on the commute, sitting out in the garage, listening to a ball game, called strike on pitch number two. Wherever you are, thanks for listening. As I was able to listen to the radio a little bit today, my travels at work, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's Seth working some of his magic back at the studio. Always been able to listen to a little bit of Toby Keith at work, and that always makes me feel better. I mean, it's, you know, if you enjoy your job, I mean, I enjoy my job, well, jobs, obviously this one, then the lawn care I do full-time. I enjoy it. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't do it. Pitch inside, that almost hits Carroll. Count goes 3-1 in the favor of the Red Raider. Well, that would have hit her. That would have been the second hit batter for the Raiders in the game. But just able to get out of the way was Carroll. Pitch on the way. And that's called strike. Count goes full as the Blue Jays infield is really playing in at the third base corner. Really feeling as though from Addie Lund that there might be a bunt attempt. Pitch on the way. And that just hit right off the end of the bat. Lund played it well. Throw was in time. So that will go by a 5-3 put out. That advances Red Cloud to second. We're quickly at two outs in the inning as Rachel Linsmeyer steps up to the plate as the number nine hitter for the Red Raiders. Runner on second in scoring position. So Linsmeyer aiming to tie this game up if she can. Corners are really playing in for the Blue Jays. Rock and a fire to Linsmeyer. And that is hit, and that is over the glove of the shortstop, Carly Helf, as the left fielder gets the ball in. There's a relay, and it is not in time. Run scores. RBI single by Linsmeyer. We are all tied up here in Wisconsin Rapids. 1-1 between the Blue Jays and the Red Raiders. An RBI single by Rachel Linsmeyer brought in Jazz Red Cloud. And that was a close play, but just fortunate enough to be in there in time was Red Cloud. Very close play as Shuey rocks fires. Linsmeyer goes, and she is in there in time. So stolen base to Linsmeyer as Rapids showing some speed on the bases to swipe a bag. First stolen base of the game for Rapids. Rock fire by Shuey. That's going to be on the high outside corner. Called strike, so we're at a 1-1 count to Nylitz. Nylitz, first inning, flew out to third, so 0-for-1 in the game thus far. And there is a hit, and that's a bounce to shortstop. Shortstop gets up, got a long throw, off the mark, wide of the mark. That's going to bring in Linsmeyer, as she is fortunate enough that there was no play anywhere out there as the ball went flying into the fence that allowed Linsmeyer to score, as they are going, that was going to be a close play as Nylitz was real long ways down the line. That'll be an interesting to see what Rapids calls that, because either way, it'll be an error that allows her to get the second, because I think she might have beat out the throw. You can't ever assume the out, but allowing her to get the second, that will be an E6. So that error did allow that run, so that run will be unearned. So I think they will be double-checking what the official scorers say on that play. But either way, Holberg comes up. She's one for one with a double. With a runner on second, two outs. Here's Holberg as she hits one. And there is the hit parade. Keeps going. Around third. Comes in to score as Nylitz. So there's an RBI single by Holberg. And the hit parade keeps going. Rapids has three runs already in this inning. So that's two for two for Holberg. As Kristen Radke comes up, she's 0-for-1 with a strikeout in the last inning. And they are calling that a single for... And there's a grounder to shortstop. Shortstop having a hard time, only plays at first, and it's in time. That was a very close play yet again. Menasha having a little bit of trouble defensively. But as we got through two innings, Rapids holds a 3-1 advantage. That's three runs on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. Blue Jay air and one left on base. So top third inning coming at you in just a moment. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A little heat of moment there. Rapids got done with a bit of heat of moment. Scored three runs in the bottom of the second inning. And as we're underway in the top of the third, moving quickly is Sophia Nelson, as she is level with count 1-1-2. Eve Rausch. Rausch is 0-for-1 of the game, fly out to left. As there is a liner right in the center field, and that will be a leadoff single there for Rausch. To this point, Rapids leading 3-1. Three runs, five hits, one error for the Red Raiders. As Menasha sitting there with one run, four hits, and an error. As Rapids tries to backpick Rausch, who thought about running for second. Did not. Bunt was offered, but pitch was out of the zone. So it goes 1-0 count. One ball, no strikes. Pitch on the way, and there's a bunt. That's put down perfectly. Up plays Ross, hits over to Carroll, who's covering first. So that is a sacrifice. 3-4, first out, and that moved Rausch up to second. as Taylor Papendorf comes to the plate with a runner in scoring position and one out. Papendorf flew out to left in the first inning, so she's looking to get back and get a hit, move to .500 average in the game. That is hit foul right back. His son makes another appearance here this afternoon. Again, thank you to everybody listening. Can't say it enough. Couldn't do it without you listeners. And, of course, Seth back at the studio. Thank you, Seth. Roush standing on second. Papendorf, she stands in there. 0-1 count. Pitch is out of the zone, so count levels up at 1-1. Won't be long until we got American Legion action coming up. And then, of course, right after that, immediately, we got your high school football this Friday nights with Randy. His ball's low, crawls in there, and ball's thrown as that was a wild pitch. Roush advances to third as the throw was not in time for Petra trying to hit Red Cloud. Thankfully, that did not sail into the outfield and allow the run to score. But either way, Menasha sitting there with a runner on third with one out, 2-1 count to Papendorf. Ball is popped right up into center field and lost it in the sun was Radke. As there will be that's very tough situation for her. Loses it in the sun. You can't fault her for that. But at the same time, hit her right in the glove as she was unable to make the play as their coach Holberg comes out and wants to have a question about something there. I'm not sure exactly what it was, as the base umpire and the field umpire, base umpire and the home plate umpire, they have a couple words. And they're trying to listen in a little bit here. So I think it might be a situation of staying in the batter's box. I think that's what I've been hearing.
Now batting number 7, Addison London.
So either way, run scores for Roush. Papendorf is on first base. And Addie Lund comes up. She's 0-1 of the game. She flew out to center in the second inning. As throws in there, and that is a ball. That's a tough play, but either way, that goes to an E8, an error on the center fielder. It's a tough situation. I mean, I understand why it's an error, but speaking of error, there is another one. As Rapids tries to back pick Papendorf, and she runs up to second on an error on Petra, as that was not a very good throw. It was way off the mark, and of course, the first baseman, Roush, she wasn't really in a position to make a very good catch. So you got a runner on second with one down. Lund at the plate. On second is Papendorf. As Menasha really trying to even things up, get back in this ballgame after a big second inning. Pitch in there, and that is a called strike. So count goes 2-1 to Eddie Lund. So you get an error in the inning. As there's a grounder just under the glove of Red Cloud. As the run circles third, throws in from Nylitz to Holberg. Run scores no matter what. So there's your RBI single for Lund as Papendorf scores. And we got a 3-3 ball game. Unfortunately, and I know in the baseball world, if you have two or more errors in an inning, any runs that score are unearned. It's not the pitcher's fault. It's defense making mistakes. So that will be the situation as runs in the inning will be unearned. First pitch in there to Hannah Neubert. He is high and outside, so that's a ball. 1-0 count to Neubert. Pitch on the way, and there was a hold up on the swing. I'm not too sure if she did hold up, as home plate umpire was not sure of it. Called out to the bases umpire, who's my opinion, not in a very good position to even make that call. And he says she did not go. So that's a 2-0 count already to Neubert. Pitch on the way, and that is belted to left field. Over goes Nylitz, and she has the ball hit right off of her glove as the runner only can get up one base as she thought the catch was going to be made. So we're going to – she had to range a long ways. That was a tough situation for her, but it bounces right off the glove, kind of Charlie Brown-esque. So it'll be another one that I could see an error. And that's what it is being called by the Raiders scoring, or by the coaching staff. So we are seeing a third error in the inning for the Raiders, which is pretty uncharacteristic for them through the season. So, very uncharacteristic. That is actually the fourth error of the game for the Red Raiders. Very uncharacteristic of them. But if you know you're going to get it out of your system, you might as well do it now in a regular season game and not do it next week when you take on Wausau East in the playoffs. Get out of the system now while you still can. Either way, Daviani Felix steps up and back foul into the screen. Shadows continue to grow here in Wisconsin Rapids. 20-6 in the afternoon, Central Time, of course. Aviani Felix waits a pitch, and there is a called strike, so 0-2 is the count to Felix. As Rapids is trying to respond after kind of a very sloppy play lately. A couple tough breaks, though, as Nylitz just had to range a long ways. Bounce off the glove, and then Radke, she lost it in the sun. So it's very uncharacteristic mistakes, but you know, you still got to move on. You still got to play the game, and that is what is going on right now between these two teams. Felix, she hits a bouncer to Sawyer. Sidney Hulberg, I did it again. Sidney Hulberg, their only play was to first. So that will be a 6-3 putout as Addie Lund and Neubert move up a base. Setting up for Gabrielle Farr with two runners in scoring position with two outs. So in comes Nelson. Pitch. That's going to be in there. Called strike on the first pitch to Gabrielle Farr. Hopefully this weekend between the rain and storms that are supposed to come tomorrow, according to meteorologists at WIRI, we're talking about today. Pitch out of the zone, so count levels up at 1-1. If you got any plans tomorrow, it's going to be a hot one. So hopefully you can get that done. Because there's a ball hit just past Red Cloud at third. He rolls down in the corner, and that will be a double, a two RBI double by Farr. And Menasha, they take up a 5-3 lead here in the top third inning. Errors really being quite the Achilles heel for the Red Raiders. Thankfully, it is early yet, but and like I said, you want to get these mistakes out of the way now. But that's just tough luck. Those have been pretty. I mean, that's the reason why they call it the hot corner. That shortstop, that third baseman, they got to be right there. And unfortunately, just been out of the way as there is a ball hit to the right fielder. That is Linsmeyer, who is there, and she makes the third out of the inning. Four runs on. Three hits, three errors, and one left. We're through 2.5. Menasha leading Wisconsin Rapids 5-3. Keep her right here listening on 105.5 WRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visit wisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Wisconsin Rapids in the third inning. Menasha up 5-3. Really uncharacteristic defensive mistakes for the Red Raiders as first pitch in there is fouled. Hits the on-deck batter, and that is Petrov. Right in the old bread basket. She still stands there. She's a tough girl. As leadoff Annabelle Ross, she is no at-bat in the game. She was hit by a pitch in the first inning. That helps the on-base percentage, but does not help any batting average whatsoever for the people who are interested in how that goes, which I don't claim to know very much about it, but I know that. As there is a hold-up hit there, just a quick little grounder right up the middle to Shuey, who covers, and 1-3 on the put-out to Ross as Petrov.
Layla Petro.
She comes up to bat with one out. On the way is Shuey. First pitch in there. It's going to be high for a ball. A few other games going on today. I know ball in there low. A few other games going on today. I know the Assumption baseball team having a little bit of a rough year this year. They are playing Pacelli up in Stevens Point at Buchholz Park, and that is in the top of the fifth inning. They are trailing 4-0. Another ball in there, and that's a 3-0 count to catcher for Rapids, Petro. And she is just waiting for that perfect pitch or forcing Shuey to make a strike. She can just stand there and wait. Fires in there, and that is a called strike, so she got that right there the way she wanted to. Again, Menasha, they're leading 5-3. Big outburst in that four-run top of the third inning. All runs unearned as there is a high pop up there by Petro. And ranging back is the second baseman, Eve Rausch. Makes a catch, and we're already two down for Rapids in the bottom third inning. Kiana McIntyre standing in now as she's 0-1 in the game as she flew out shortstop in the second inning. Still plenty of time for Wisconsin Rapids to battle back in here. Just down by two runs. It's not much. Score two runs in quite a hurry as there is a ball that just barely gets over off the ground and bounces off the glove. So there is a ball on the way to McIntyre. There is a pop-up right underneath of the ball, and the right underneath of the ball is Shuey, and she makes the F1 out. So we are through three innings. Menasha holds a 5-3 lead over Wisconsin Rapids. Back here for the fourth inning, coming up just a moment. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI, Wisconsin Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Darling, you got to let me know.
Should I stay or should I go? Well, there's going to be a little bit of a change here for Wisconsin Rapids as they're making a pitching change. Sophia Nelson, her day is done. Three innings pitched, five hits, five runs, two of them earned, one strikeout, one walk on the day. So her day is done. First pitch in there is a called strike. Yes. Pitching in there now for the Raiders is Bailey Williams. Her and Nelson have split time as first pitch was a strike. Second pitch fouled almost into the Rapids dugout. So 0-2 count to the leadoff hitter, Carly Helf. Pitch on the way, and that hits Helf right between the shoulder blades. So you got a runner on, nobody out for the Blue Jays. Next up is Eve Rausch. She's 1-for-2 in the game with one run scored and a single. So hopefully Rapids can keep Menasha from scoring any more runs in this inning, or for the game for that matter. As pitch was going to be a hit and run, that's popped up back into the screen. So we get to reload and try it again as we keep moving right on along. So on first base is Helf. Pitch on the way, and that was a bunt on the way, and that was a foul bunt. So count was 0-1. Ross quickly picks it up in foul territory. So yeah, they're going to say that was foul. I thought it was, from my angle, looked like she picked it up in fair territory and made the tag. But doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what I think, because I got a little bit of a shaded angle on it. So either way, 0-1 count to Rausch. Williams in the circle now. Pitch on the way. Ball is low as there was a back pick attempt, and that is very close, and it was called safe as Helf was able to get in there. It was very close, very, very close. Not exactly a situation I'd want to be in as an umpire. And there is a hit, and that's going to be down in the left field for a hit. So that is second hit of the game for Rausch, and that moves Helf up to second base. As Kelsey Moore, she comes into the game at the plate, as she doesn't technically have an at-bat yet. She had a sacrifice bunt in the third inning, and she reached on an error in the first. So no at-bats yet, as you do not get credited with an at-bat if you reach via error or if you reach by a sacrifice. And ball got away from Petro, and that allowed Helf to move up to third on the pass ball. Rausch stayed at first. She could be a tough play for her to get over there. She maybe didn't see it. She's looking definitely back more into the sun, as there was a double steal in the works, as now Rausch moves to second. Rapids did not fall for the double steal, as Petrov She threw back down to third to keep health there, but no, Menasha has two in scoring position. Pitch is in there on a 2-0 count and a called strike, so 2-1 goes the count. Two more. Pitch comes in, and that pops right off the helmet of Moore. Thankfully, she's got the helmet on, and she takes her turn down to first as they call in the courtesy runner, Bella Sonnenberg, as the bases are ballooning with Blue Jays. Nobody out. Menasha, 5-3 lead here in this top of the fourth inning. Got to hope for Rapids that they can keep things right in front of them, because this could get a little out of hand here if things do not go their way. First pitch in there, low and away, and that is a ball. 1-0 count to Taylor Papendorf. She's 0-for-1 in the game. She did reach in the third inning on an error and scored a run. She flew out to left in the first inning. Pitch on the way. Try to back pick. And that is called safe again, as they're really aggressive on those base paths. And Petrol, she's really having some very good throws, very good timing. And there's been a couple of them there that those picked off on the bases that I've honestly thought that they were outs. But, again, take the umpire's word for it. It's 1-0 count. Goes in there, and that's a called strike there on the outside corner by Papendorf, or by Williams to Papendorf. So count levels up at 1-1. Bases just full of Blue Jays. Pitch on the way, and that is sliced foul opposite field. So count levels at 2-2. If Rapids is able to tie the game or take a lead, Nelson will not factor into the decision, but as of right now, she's on the hook for the loss. But we will see how this game goes, as there is a call that out of Papendorf. No 10-second violation, meaning she did not get back into the batter's box after 10-second count. And that's, I can't say I have seen that too many times in my high school sports career. So it's not one you see too often, but the rule's a rule. So there's one down by Papendorf. First out in the inning, up stands Eddie Lund, who's 1-for-2 in the game. Flew out to center in the second and had a single in the third with an RBI and scored a run. So in comes the pitch. It's going to be high and away. Count goes 2-1 to Lund. Again, playoff start next week. Wisconsin Rapids earned a 5 seed in their section as they are hosting Wausau East, so that'll be a very competitive game. Rapids beat them by 1 run early in the season, then later they run ruled them up in Wausau, so it just shows the growth that Rapids has had. Pitch is low, so that is a ball, 3-1 count, and there is a laser hit into the outfield, and that's going to roll to the fence. 1 run is in, 2 runs in, and the 3rd run is coming, and that will be a double for Lund, 3 RBIs, and this game is getting a little out of hand in the favor of Menasha. As the game is now 8-3, Blue Jays. That was not exactly what Wisconsin Rapids wanted, and they're definitely paying for it now as Hannah Neubert comes up. She is 1-for-1 with a single, and there's a foul. First baseman Annabelle Ross was running in to try to make the catch, just couldn't get there. But Neubert, she had a single and scored a run. in the second inning, and she reached on an error in the third and scored another run. So one for one, and she's on base percentage of 1,000, so she's having a good day there. And she's a grounder, bounces right off the glove of the third baseman, Red Cloud, throw, and it got right to Holberg. She makes a throw, and that's a close play, but it